My name is Hisham, and I'm your host. You're listening to The Dark Side of the Fast Fashion Industry. Our guest will now introduce himself.
Hey, my name is Aisha, and I am the project manager.
Hi, guys. My name is Liaqat, and I'm the designer.
Hi, my name is Ayub, and I'm the editor.
For our viewers that may be uninformed, can someone tell us what fast fashion is? We need to understand what it is first before discussing its harms.
I will. In my opinion, fast fashion is where inexpensive clothing is made and sold on a mass scale for profit.
What are some of the positive and negative aspects of fast fashion?
Fast fashion has easily affordable and accessible clothing that allows clothing trends to travel worldwide. The industry is creating jobs in design, manufacturing, and marketing, supporting economies in developing countries.
And the negatives?
I believe that fast fashion has a significant amount of negative impacts. For example, when manufacturing, they use a dyeing process that emits toxic materials. Excess waste is shipped to countries. According to Keep Massachusetts Beautiful, the industry accounts for 20% of global wastewater.
Thank you for your answers, Aisha. Let's move on to our next guest, Ayub.
Yes.
Now that we know what fast fashion is, can you tell our viewers what externalities are?
Externalities are unintended indirect effect put to a third party by producer or consumer that is reflected in the price tag. For example, imagine you're a company and you dump all your waste in a river. That does not change the price of your goods or service, but it does affect the people downstream who use the water.
What is the externality we are focusing on today?
The externality we want to focus on this episode is water pollution. The externality we want to focus on this episode is water pollution caused by a dyeing process. The externality we want to focus on this episode is water pollution caused by dyeing process.
How does the dyeing process pollute water?
The dyeing process pollutes water through clothing manufacturers releasing the toxic water used to dye clothes into ecosystem, harming all sorts of plants and animals and people.
Is there anything we can do to reduce the harms caused by this process and industry?
Yes, one small step. Anyone can take a stop buying so frequently, and when you do buy from sustainable sources like our choosing. Yes, one small step anyone can take, stop buying so frequently, and buy from sustainable sources like our choosing, alternative Levi's.
What is it they do that makes them sustainable?
The Levi's company has implemented many techniques for sustainables. For example, their waterless technique. This technique are reduce water usage in the water finishing by 96%. With this, they save billions of liters of water.
Now that we've learned what fast fashion is, its externalities, and how to combat it in our daily lives, our mission is finished. Thank you guys for all your help, and thank you our listeners for tuning into our podcast. We will see you in our next episode. Goodbye.
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 Goodbye.